Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
All right, I guess I might as well start.
Since we're here.
Since we're here.
I mean, why not? I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, we might as well play a stupid game. Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplay Gamers Podcast. Hi, I'm Nathan.
Hey, gang.
I'm freshly back from Gen Con, and I am
sans
alcohol tonight.
As he picks up his water.
yeah, I got to detox a little bit. DC Brow. Gen Con was great. Of course, by now you'll all have watched the beautiful interviews that Matt and I did while we were there, because this was like 6 months ago or something. Anyway, we are playing Dragonbane, and I did talk to Thomas Herrenstam about Dragonbane and gave him my thoughts. Playing Dragonbane. It is episode 7. And Malcolm and I are co-GMing, and Malcolm is running right now. We're in the Ritterbound portion of the campaign. Some bad stuff has just happened. But before we get to that, I do want to remind you all to please hit that like button. Please subscribe, because it will prove your love to us. And that's really important, because we have a very, very fragile egos.
Validate us.
Validate me, baby.
Validation is important.
Yeah. I'm more validated when idiots don't like me.
Show us the love. Give us a like.
Idiots.
Follow. Just watch to the end at least.
All right. Malcolm, take it away.
Very well. As we last left off, our adventurers were still in search of the other fragment belonging to a statuette of the former Emperor Aladdin of the Dragon Knight Lords. Anyway, they were in the tomb of the Ritter Mound, and they had just had an encounter with the lady who wielded
a hammer. She had a hammer, didn't she?
Yes, she did have a hammer.
Did she bring the hammer down?
She did, but apparently looks like our adventurers were able to bring the hammer down faster on her. But no sooner had they vanquished this ethereal foe than another one stood out of the darkness, shining and wearing his great armor and his huge helm and his eyes that fell away like deep pits of the abyss, the sparkling light of coldness that shivers and freezes the soul. Step forward, and bravely, gathering all of his wit and his might, Dane spoke out to this white that strode forth and said in his words, "In the name of Aladdin, founder of the Empire, by the power of the sword of Durman, the blade of life, I beg you, grant us safe passage so we may continue to oppose the powers of chaos and fight against the Dark Lord Sothmog."
That's what Blaine said?
And that is what Blaine said.
That's beautiful. I clap.
Could we pause right there? And Malcolm, when I die by Tyr's hand, would you please give my eulogy? Because really, I mean,
sure.
And by the way, make up whatever you want. Just make up whatever you want.
No, okay. Yeah, by permission. Oh no, we're gonna give him a script. Thank you. Yeah. It is preferred.
All right, then, you know what? Scratch that. All right, we'll all work. We'll workshop. It'll be great.
Well, I mean, this comes after the 3 hour long play of a musical by Jody Schaefer.
Amazing
Kubo songs.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Cut that shit.
Please continue. And edit. Okay.
The huge white. This warrior in antique armor, great horned helm, whose visor is pulled back, revealing his scoundrel face, and his dark eye sockets filled with cold light, for a moment stops, dead in his tracks, slightly lowering his great mace. His hand, perhaps maybe the shadow of what was his eyes, flicker across the party, and then too, the body of the burning woman, and to the warrior who now holds the warhammer that once was wielded by her.
Does the wolfkin have the hammer?
Yeah.
Brains has it.
I put it behind my back.
Yeah, that'll fool up.
Yeah, don't look at my
brains. I got nothing. Put that down.
And it says one thing in a reverberating cold voice that chills you to the bone. Then be worthy to survive.
That's not one word, several words. Make that echo.
Then be worthy to survive.
Mm.
And springs into action.
Mm.
So we will now draw initiative cards.
It was worth a try. It was worth a try.
Because of your great speech, and though they are not newly drawn by such persuasions, I will give you guys a boon for this very first round of combat.
All right.
This is addition, if, for instance, you get a boon from another source or something, just so you know.
Okay.
As you understand, at this current time, there are a total of only, now we'll come into play, two improvised weapons in the room that are available, the torch.
Oh, yeah.
And the puddle, because this is because the weight is corporeal, it can be affected by that. I think... I can't remember who has one of the torches and used it. So, Kupo, you already used the torch once, so it's a one-use item. So, there's still another torch, but the torch you used is pretty much destroyed when you struck the lady. Okay. So, there is still the other magical torch, which I'm not sure who has it in their hand.
That is the halfling dwarf combo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Corgan's throw. Not Corgan's
throw.
Baylor or Banefire.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's up to you if you want to have Baylor or Banefire use it. That's fine enough. There is also a puddle in the room because there's been some leakage as far as on the roof. So if you want to, you can try and maybe trip the enemy. But I would suggest you have a plan once he's prone to what you plan on doing. So, initiative. And if you weren't aware about those rules, they're on page like 48, I believe, as far as chipping an enemy. Okay. Tim.
Yes.
Your initiative.
Okay, go.
Chris.
Yes. What throw?
I missed my number. I was looking for the book. What was my number?
Your number is number 6. You are number 6 in initiative.
I'm not a number. 6. I'm a free man.
Chris, what'd you get?
4.
Okay.
Tier.
8, of course. I haven't gone before 8 this whole day.
Kupo.
What's that?
3.
I was hoping you guys were going to ask me what my initiative was.
Nathan?
9.
And for the white of the little mound, 2. And a 10. As we discussed initiative last time, you, of course, can switch with someone who is going to follow you if you want to move them up in the ranks. I mean, of course, they have to be someone who goes after you. You're going to move to there to switch with them. Do you want to use Baylor? But all you'll be able to do is use a torch once.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Baylor does not have the magical torch, Baylor. Oh, of course, one.
That'll be nice. Baylor will switch with one of you if you'd like. As well, Karin. Baylor has her one. He's willing to switch with someone lower.
What about Brains?
I'm going to be a little cautious with this.
I'll go. I'll switch with him.
Okay, you'll switch with him, so he will now go first, and he will go on six.
Okay. You ready for my attack? Do I get to go first, and even the monster doesn't get to go before me?
No, he goes on two.
Ooh.
Okay.
Twos and what? Right.
Two and ten.
Okay.
I am powering up a lightning attack against the man in the heavy armor. I don't know. It specifically says in the spell that plate armor has no additional effect for plate armor, but I think that's BS. But in any case,
think about what lightning does. But anyway, go on. You were saying.
Yeah, plate armor, lightning. Don't stick your gauntlet in the electrical socket.
Whoa,
or your codpiece for that matter. First off, I'm really pissed because this guy chased me to this room, and I'm really, really angry at him. I'm spending 3 willpower points for ill-tempered in order to get a boon on my skill roll.
So that's 2 boons.
That's 2 boons. Don't worry, I'm going to get all the way up to 99 boons. And I'm using my animism skill. So that's 3 dice that I roll, is that right?
So
it's animism is my attack roll for this. And I'm charging it up to a power 3.
Okay.
Ooh.
So when I'm charging it up by a power of 3, that should make it 46 and 44 respectively. So 46, since there isn't anybody near him, right? And there's no other bad guys near him.
Well.
Does it only attack bad guys? Or will the lightning jump to... Is it possible for the lightning to jump to one of my friends?
Yes, it does. The lightning continues to another random target within 2 meters.
Within 2 meters.
Are any of it...
Where
any
is this thing in relation to us? That would probably...
It came in the south door.
Yeah.
It came through the south door, just sort of passed through the pecolas.
Yes.
Unscathed. So it's through the south door.
I may have to rethink this.
Because
then.
Because the table was like sort of facing the door... At this point in time, Quivering, your spell probably will not affect anybody else. Because most of you were concentrated at the other end of the table, closer to the tomb or at the tomb door. So you weren't really close to him. So you do have, in this round, you probably will not hit another target. You probably will not branch off.
Okay, good. I didn't want to have to think it through. Because I'm burning a boatload of willpower to make this happen.
Oh, well. Okay. That will also happen.
I'm sorry. It was a 1, a 15, and then another 1.
Dragon
on my 3 rolls.
2 dragons.
Well, take the dragons then, I suppose.
I will take the 2 dragons.
A double dragon. What
happens? Is there any effect on that?
Yes, there is an effect as far as rolling a dragon for a spell cast, or for anything. I guess I'm sorry to be honest.
Oh, and you get to put the check mark next to your skill.
Oh, thank you.
Should do that.
I have to get a pencil to do that.
So let's see.
Animism. It is animism that I roll for all of my... that's my...
That's your spell college, so you would roll for all of them that way.
Okay. But even for, like, the cantrips that I have, sorry, the magic tricks that I have that are not part of my...
Yeah, because they're even though they're general, your only skill you have for magic is your animalism, so yeah, you use that.
All right. Okay, choose one of the following effects. The damage or range of the spell is doubled. The spell does not cost any willpower, or you can immediately cast another spell but get a bane on the roll.
Well, since I just poured 6 willpower into it, I'm going to say it takes no willpower to do it.
All right.
Does that seem reasonable to everybody?
It is also yours. Good.
Choice is yours. Right.
So,
spell cast,
3, 4...
Yeah, and the target must roll a dragon to resist, parry, or dodge the spell.
Well, does he resist it before I roll damage?
No, he does not.
You didn't even roll. So that means this could be completely ineffective. All right, 12 points of damage.
The lightning strikes across his armor. It's flash, as you can see, in some parts of the deeper shade mill underneath, but it does not deter his movement as he storms across the room swiftly and strikes. Using his Morningstar. And swing out with surprising speed. He literally just sort of moves up and then, like, lightning fast, swiftly moves and boom, strikes the deadly attack. Sweeping across the room, jumping the table, and swinging at the group of you. Only, we'll just, why don't we have,
I'll say the table's overturned and on fire at the other entrance.
It's not even, I don't even have to jump in it. That's right. It's not even there. Yeah. So he doesn't have to jump to the table. He just springs across the room and swings, trying to connect with as many victims as he can. And that will be the one holding the hammer.
It's behind my back. He can't see it.
Striking the Wolfkin.
It's behind my back. He can't see it.
The Wolfkin.
The head of the hammer is poking above his head.
You can't see me. You can't see me.
So he will strike.
Can he evade?
With his sweeping attack, it may be parried. Yes.
Oh, parried?
Yes, not evade, but he parried.
Oh, okay.
So, and he will strike both you, and he will strike Siggy as well. So
son
it's both brains
bitch.
And Siggy will be hit by the blow. Is it a morning star? I'll make sure of that.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Because. That's it.
I'm here.
That's all you get. Because.
What do we roll to parry?
I think it's your weapon skill, right?
Yes, I believe it's your weapon skill.
And that's with a boon.
Yes, that's with a boon because of the...
Because of the speech.
I made it comfortably with a 4.
I made it with a 6.
Let me check one thing. Yeah, I'll make certain the parry is not... Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
Fool you!
No, I'm kidding. You can parry. The parry is a reaction. It takes place outside of your turn and replaces your regular action that round, though.
Beats getting brained.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Beats getting mead.
So, successfully parrying, you're raising weapons and moving aside as it clashes. And even as it strikes and misses, you can feel the coldness of the weapon as it slides away. Almost as if it's sapping away all the life in the room near it.
All right, quick. Push the big white onto the burning table.
Onto the burning table.
Yeah.
Okay, good idea.
And that was 2. 3. Whose initiative was 3?
Me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the fight.
Then let us fight.
There's still an undead knight in front of you, as well as his... Well, anyway, we'll deal with that later.
Say me, Corgan. We're still friends, right?
We are friends, and we shall treat our enemies the same.
I give him
a glass of whiskey. I think it's time to swing an axe at this guy's head.
Okay.
Wait. Is there a way to make it flaming? We like fire. Is there anything? So, is there anything I can ignite my? Would that help if I was this? Is there anything I can ignite my weapons with fire?
You have any oil or anything?
Yeah. Do I have oil? I have flint and tinder.
Yeah, probably not the best way to go about that.
tie the sticks to it.
As far as what
you isn't there a burning table in the middle of the room? Or can't
there is a burning table.
All right, but his axe probably isn't flammable in and of itself.
Yes, there is a lantern.
Thank you. Okay, thank
near
you.
Near the other halfling in the party who's getting out her loot. I mean, loot, but her lyre. But anyway, yeah, there's a lantern beside her. She put on the floor. You know they're full of oil.
Yes. Yeah. Can I, within a turn, try to pour some of this oil? It's complicated.
It probably would take longer than you have to be able to do it. You'll probably take you several turns of combat to sort of do it. Or you can do it in 2 and just be really messy.
Or you can hurl the lantern.
I was going with the hurl.
There's that.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I do say sorry as I pick up the lantern and fling it Molotov cocktail style.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So, just
well, why don't you just my intelligence is not that high, so.
Since you're going to be just throwing this lantern across the room, why don't you give me I'm trying to figure out what would we use for this
dexterity.
We'll just go with agility. Yeah. An agility roll.
Oh, good, thank God. And that's mm-hmm. 2 20s.
Yes,
because you have a boon and you choose the better of the two in this case. Yes,
I roll an 18 and my agility is a 18.
That's your lowest roll of the 2 days?
Oh, let me do it again. My second roll is a 7, so that's good.
Okay.
You fling the lantern.
That was the best pause ever. Don't you know the sound of a lantern clearly being thrown?
Yeah, get that. And he...
Nathan can't do better than that, I mean.
And it strikes, smashing against him and spilling oil and igniting. Why don't you roll me 2d6 for damage, I guess.
Take that, you motherfucker! I roll an 8.
There is a sort of noise from him as he sort of turns his deathly, hollow, gazing eye sockets towards you and grimaces as the fire still continues to burn upon him, as though all is consumed by the flame.
Oh.
Okay. 4?
I'm at 4, but I used mine to evade or to parry.
Okay. That's right. 5?
I don't think anyone had 5.
Hmm.
6, I believe, was...
used to be me, but it became Baylor's.
So Baylor will use his improvised weapon, the torch, to strike him and do another 2 points of damage. Maybe hits. This actually doesn't need to hit. It'll automatically hit. I'm sorry. This is improvised. Ooh. Wow. And do a significant amount of damage as well. It's a fire. Stoking the fires of oil that's on him continue to burn. Enraging you. The weight even further. Okay. 7s was Corinne, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I believe so.
She will just try to basically sing to try and. We'll take the non demon since I will have a boon. And she will begin singing, which will give a boon. She will choose to give a bane to him for every one of his roles.
So, what kind of song would give him a bane?
It's a happy song.
Have you heard Miserable Beasts by the Little Nations?
Yeah.
Song so from another
like
land.
The Maidens and the Jester Knight or something, you know, like that. Or I don't know. It could be, or something sad. I don't know. Just something to sort of provoke some reaction she's hoping out of him. So I guess something like that. You know, like the 7 sorrows but no tears. Yeah. That's a song she'll go with.
Isn't it nice to be alive? It's so nice to breathe.
Anyway, it's a...
Always look on the bright side of life.
Don't have it. Too bad.
Do-do-do-do-do.
But she sings a song that, yes, it is in some way that she finds it does affect him. So she will choose to give him a bane for all of his roles until their next turn.
Okay.
8.
So is he currently on fire?
Yes, he's very on fire.
So
he's on fire, girl.
So I would like to take my flask of oil and throw it on the currently burning knight. Because he is already aflame. So, all right, and then the same thing, dexterity?
Yeah, no, he's agility.
Agility, excuse me, sorry. Agility.
Agility.
A 5 and a 13. So, yes, both succeed.
You have one more.
Oh, I thought
you came after Karin, and she's already started singing. So
no, but she caused a bane to him, not a boon to me.
That's true.
So yeah, no. So bane, takes a flask off his and throws it at throws it to coat him. And
hey, I'll use my last I'm going to try to evade this one.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, and he has a bane. That's right.
Son of a bitch.
Now, heck, is 10 will be wrong for him.
He dodges into it.
Oh! Yeah, it's pretty much that's what he rolled. It was like boom, and I was like,
wow.
Oh. The other one, is that one that you can see? I can't make sure that's
a yes, yes, yes. Okay. It is a demon, yes.
Yeah, and a three. And I was like, huge. So, yes, he sort of dives into it, engulfs him.
2d6?
2d6.
8 points of damage. Does that also get my agility damage bonus as well? Or no?
No, it does not.
That was my one flask of lamp oil, so.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Guys, so this isn't good.
That was eights?
That was eights.
Nines?
Nine. I use my reaction to parry.
Okay. So. And he used his to fail to evade. So a new round.
Ooh.
All right.
We lived in the first round.
So you can evade.
Evade or parry.
After having done an action?
He has more actions than you.
Yeah, he has two. We have one. So we're fucked.
I see.
You're being thrifty.
Have any of my friends yet been harmed in this battle?
Surprisingly, no.
Well, I mean, seconds before he showed up, yes. Yeah,
yeah. Seconds before he showed up, yes. They were really, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty hurt.
Yeah, some are pretty hurt. Okay. All right, Nathan.
Four.
Ooh. Oh, we redo it every round.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Kupo.
Nine.
No. That's okay. I've run out of oil in the room. So.
Tier.
One.
Wow. Yay. Save us. Save us, Chris. All.
Eight.
It's still an eight, even upside down.
That's true. I was.
It's an infinity symbol sideways.
Dun dun. Tim.
10.
See, that's what I get for making fun of the GM.
I was going to say, I hate smart people.
And the weight.
Ooh, I got a new one.
We'll go on whatever that number is. Three.
Three.
Weight. We'll go on six.
Six.
And two.
Oh, shit. So, somebody switch with Tyr? Or Tyr, do you have an idea?
Yeah.
Tyr's at one.
I was going to enact the plan, but it's got two actions right away, so I don't think that's doing it. So does anybody want to switch with me?
I mean, Mr. Super Magical Weapon, do you want to switch with the...
Magical Weapon?
He's magic. The fact that he has magic.
Oh, who's magic?
You.
No.
You.
No, well, you are the magic weapon. Has a,
yeah. Yes. The Wolfkin you. Has a magic weapon, but...
Yeah.
I suck with it. I got lucky. I'm really good.
I'm trying to determine if me being angry lasts for more than one round.
I think it lasts until you actually spend the time to sort of decompress. To
calm down?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because you have a minus two all your intelligence sort of based.
But I have to burn... Do I have to burn the willpower points with each one I want to get a boon on?
Oh, for your ability?
Yeah, the ill-tempered ability. Ooh. It says... You tend to have a temper. You can activate this ability, no action, when making a skill roll and get a boon. So the activating is the three willpower?
Yep.
Yeah, activating is three willpower. It's not an action, so you can do without... Like your spells take an action, but activating your anger does not. So you can do that again. And the boon, you can have, they'll give you up two boons this round if you use it on your particular whatever action.
Oh, okay.
Only thing is...
Wouldn't that take away from
animism? Is that
animism?
Animism is that a
intelligence
based skill?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Is it intelligence or will?
Well, hold on. It doesn't reduce my intelligence.
No. It might make it. It might just give you a bane on it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Oh, I see. This ability cannot be used for rolls against intelligence or intelligence based skills. And so, animism, I don't know if that's intelligence or will.
That's be good to find out.
It is. It is an intelligence-based skill.
Okay.
So I shouldn't have been allowed to do that last round.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's right. Going on. A question about my one. I can hold my action until later in the round. Yes.
Yes, you can wait.
All right. I would like to wait.
And you're one, so you're going to wait.
Yes.
So that's what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody wants to switch with me, so I'm going to wait.
Okay. All right. For his action,
he will turn his gaze upon the mallard. Okay. He stares directly into your eyes, and you can hear the hissing sound of his voice as it rises from his throat. Okay. And in this situation, you are now under the condition you are scared.
Ah.
Okay.
You suffer a fear attack, and you must make that roll a will roll at a bane.
Will roll at a bane. Will is 16. Okay, I rolled an 8 and 14. So they're both below the 16.
Okay. But you don't suffer the effects of the fear, but you still have the scared condition. Now, the scared condition does have a different, it's similar to like your anger, has something that it does have an impact on certain types of roles that you will make as far as putting them at a boon, at being a bane.
Okay.
And Nathan will look that up real quickly and tell you what that's going to be, what those conditions mean. As far as being not only just angry, but you will also be scared.
No, it just means it's just that's marked as just bane on your will.
Yeah, so will rolls.
Yeah.
Will be at a
bane. So all will rolls will be a bane going forward because I'm scared.
Yeah. Yes, because you're scared and angry, and that's all happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to buy you a red hat.
Odd. In another game, I had to fight a red cap. Okay. I didn't have to, but the rest of the gang did. It was Monster of the Week. Fun game.
Can you have more than one of these statuses at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. You can have all of them.
Okay, because I'm already angry right now.
Yeah, you're angry and you're scared.
I'm angry and scared.
Mm-hmm.
Naked and afraid.
Okay, so that is for twos. Three was...
It was Karen.
Who will continue singing, blissfully, to continue to give him a bane, I guess.
Okay. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do I do something stupid? Yeah.
I don't know.
Are there really any other options?
I was like, do you do other things?
I'm planning on doing something stupid.
All right, so...
Lick your balls.
I said stupid, not enticing.
I mean, if you could reach them, wouldn't you?
They hang pretty low. I mean,
do you tie them in the bow?
Go on.
So sad.
Right. Sorry. So there's someone engaged with him. So Corgan is right there, right?
So yes, Corgan's right there.
I should be able to use my backstabbing ability. Because someone's within 2 meters?
Yes. Currently, right now, you have two people who are within 2 meters of him, I suppose. Well, three people, but yeah. As far as I see it, just those people, just so you know, I'm assuming, Siggy, you're going to move back to shoot him, so you'll probably drop out of that range. It's just going to be Corrin right now and Bane. But yes, you have people there close enough to you to do your backstab.
All right. So I'm going to read this again. I activate this ability when making a melee attack against an enemy that is also within 2 meters of another player character. The attack then counts as a sneak attack, which means it cannot be dodged or parried. You get a boon to the roll. The number of dice rolled for the damage is increased by one. This can only be used with a subtle weapon. Activating this ability does not count as an action. So I'm also going to use... the special attack, find weak spot. Oh, I gotta make sure. Sorry, I gotta make sure that my knife is piercing. Yep. Okay. So my knife is piercing. So I'm just this find weak spot, which is gives me a bane, but it does more damage.
And so basically, you just have a standard roll.
Yeah, standard roll, and. Trying to find a gap in the enemy's armor. If it hits the enemy's counts as armorless.
Mm-hmm.
So I rolled a 15, which is one over my knife skill.
Okay.
Motherfucker. So can I push it? Yes.
You can take a condition.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to take...
And explain I'm going to take the angry condition. Okay.
Be angry with me.
So I'm assuming you're very frustrated with your situation and that you
welcome have to the path to the dark side, my friend.
I
can feel the hatred belling within you.
This is low-hanging fruit because, this really give me a bane on my intelligence rolls.
Yes, of course.
I roll a 4 for my push roll.
Very well.
So I do 2d.
You believe you found a gap in the weight's armor. You strike from behind like a slithering coward.
All right, so I roll.
Good for you.
Stabbing his flaming body.
Chippies make champions.
Ooh. So on my 2d8, I rolled a 7 and 4, so it's 11. And plus my agility bonus, I rolled a 6 out of a d6. So 17 points against no armor.
But in this game, doesn't your armor basically just go away?
Damage, no, it's just damage reduction.
Are you there, Malcolm?
You frozen, Malcolm.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was like...
Welcome back to us, Mitch McConnell.
That's thank you. Like, oh my God.
This joke was awesome 6 months ago.
Yes, that was awesome 6 months ago. But
and edit. Okay, go.
So, striking the deck, it goes in. That is a roar. But he does not go down.
Oh, shit. I'm dead.
Yeah. Pull away quickly enough with your strike. On a little singed fur, as the flaming knight turns and wheels all those around him. So, that was 4s?
Yep.
You have no 5 again?
That's him for 6.
Yeah,
so
6.
For 6.
So dead. So dead.
Let's see. What would I do to you all?
You're random.
Shut up.
We know they're random.
I haven't pissed them off yet.
Yet.
Give me a minute.
Having been burned and stabbed and burned some more, more burning than stabbing, he rears up, raising his morning star, and screams, a ghastly scream that seems to fill most of the chamber. Everyone... with the exception of perhaps, I guess, we'll just say all of you.
Everyone with the exception of the people who are not here.
Some of the people who are not here. We'll just say all of you are probably within 10 meters of this guy. Suffer a fear attack. So you give me a will roll to resist those of you who currently have.
I have a bane on will rolls. Right now.
Scared, we'll make a bane roll.
Yep. Okay. I rolled a 3.
Let me know.
I rolled 19, nice. So I failed. I
rolled 10 under.
I rolled my bane roll is a 14. I rolled a 3 and a 14, so I made my will roll.
I tinkle.
So it's just the wolfkin that failed? Or?
Hold on.
Yes, mighty dwarf halfling wish to be.
I got a mighty shoving.
It's under.
What's your will?
You're looking for under. Your will.
Oh, I made it. I'm sorry for me. Okay. Yes.
All right. Why don't you roll me 1d8 or I can roll it for you if you wish. For your, not you, I mean for the one who failed.
Oh.
Be it here and roll that panic, I mean that will, that fear.
6.
6. Okay. Well, much like your married friend, you have two feelings growing through you right now, fear and rage. Well, I guess you're already raged. Your fear turns into anger, and you are forced to attack its source at your next turn. If melee combat, if possible.
Okay.
You will just go crazy and try and attack us. You are already anger, I believe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm just getting...
So you're double anger.
You're double angered, and you're going to just go for it next time.
Yep.
That's your action.
All right,
to you.
I would like to use the improvised weapon in the room. the puddle, and I would like to, if possible, knock him into the table, okay. to the burning table.
Okay, to use the puddle, it's roll a trip to trip the enemy. And if you succeed, he must spin one action or make an acrobatics roll to get back up. Make an acrobatics roll. But so you know that he's used his actions.
Yeah. So what is a trip roll?
Okay, a trip roll. Let me just get to that. Pull that up quick. So page 48.
Because I saw it was like use your weapon, the weapon that you're using versus their evade skill or something like that. But that's not using the improvised weapon. That's the actual special attack.
Yeah, so it's just, the thing is basically, it just allows you to use a special attack, I guess. I mean, roll the trip. So I guess it's just topple. That's what I'm assuming. The same as topple.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you're just basically going to make a weapons roll, and I have to, it's going to be versus my evade roll. So let me look at my evade, and that will be your target number.
So, weird question, and I don't mean to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the difference if I didn't use the puddle?
That's the thing. I don't really see there being a difference using the puddle.
Right. Would you say that like maybe I would get a boon?
Let me just double, because I mean, it's the end result, but it may be different by using the improvised weapon, improvised puddle as a thing.
The Wolfkin's making a puddle.
That's a better improvised weapon.
Is the puddle like the? For the torch, the action, the result is kind of automatic. For the puddle,
is actually to roll to trip enemy, page 48. If you succeed, the enemy must spend one action to make an acrobatics roll to get up.
Yeah, because
now with topple, which is what I guess that's what it's referring to, because there's fine, weak, grapple, and so forth. With topple, you know, the enemy, you connect the enemy to ground to inflict instead of inflicting damage. Is this handled, which, you know, with an opposed roll between your skill level and the weapon you using, and the enemy's evade.
Okay.
I don't think he gets an evade roll, is what I'm thinking right now. I think you're just making the skill roll to hit. It's one of those, it's not an automatic hit, but you have to roll to hit. Right. And then, instead of, isn't your weapon, and you can use a weapon that doesn't have necessarily the topple feature on it.
Right.
If you do, you get a boon, but you don't have it, so don't worry about that.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna make a roll.
Yeah.
5 on a 13. So I will, instead of shooting the bow, I'll whip it out at the back the back of his knees and try to tumble him towards that table.
Okay. The bow connects. The wait, who is a bit off kilter, on fire and enraged and trying to shout down and grasp at the wolf kid, is, as best you can see, you've never really seen an undead person be surprised, but he apparently appears to be, and he falls backwards onto the burning table, screaming. There's that horrible sort of raspy scream that he was, that was echoing through, but now it seems to be almost like a crackling of fire burned somewhere in there, crashing only for a few seconds before all action ceases and the body stops moving. And light, the cold, pale, dark shadows in his eyes fades to nothing, and fire burns through the desiccated flesh that is now below the magical enchantment.
Hooray!
Ooh, so I have for our side.
I have to tell you, that's not how I envisioned that happening.
And then, reverberating through the entire tomb.
Oh shit.
Be worthy.
Ooh.
Mm. And then, just the quiet crackling of burning corpses is all you can hear now, because you did set the woman on fire and now him, so yes, that's what you have. The one thing you will know.
I'll just stand here then.
In the most worthy way possible, I'm going to check his pockets.
He's on fire.
You think maybe putting him out might be best first, but you have noticed quivering that.
Wolfkin, get over here, put him out.
Yes, the furry one. He's literally covered with
yes, but he's peeing.
I'm going to go over to the formerly burning corpse of the woman.
Oh, she's on the table too.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to that.
Right.
I'm going to drag that chainmail out of there.
Well, you're probably, the best thing to do is trying to douse the flames, maybe,
mm-hmm.
before doing any of this.
Yeah, yeah,
with oil.
So, Say with a splash of oil.
That'll help with his necrophilia.
I'll take my sleeping pelt and I'll try to pat the flames out.
Oh yeah, sure. It's the flames he's patting down.
Yeah, so you pat out the flames of both the knight and then shove him off what remains of the table and the chainmail of the woman below, and you put it all out. Mm. Both corpses are, I mean, she's very badly, I mean, damaged, but once again, the armor seems unscathed by the fire.
Woohoo! Armor!
Didn't you see how good I stabbed him? Like, he was basically dead at that point.
I thought you missed, is all Karen says.
No, I stabbed him with my knife. I stabbed.
We should try. You should try it again. Try stab me again. Not him. Try it on that one. She points to the goblin who's pissing in the corner. Woo! Anyway.
Oh, goblin. I forgot you were there.
Won't you try that again? Okay.
I thought you left.
Okay. Well, I was. And then he was in the way. And all he came through with his...
Get over here. Get over here.
You come over.
Okay. Did your friends get the part of the statue and take it out?
I hope not. I ran and hid when they started, when the screaming started, and then I found a really good hiding place. I'm pretty unlucky that way. Yeah. And there was a lot more screaming. There was running. There was some crying. It was definitely Bernard who was crying. Anyway, I don't know if they got anything out of here. We didn't find any other rooms. And we only just got to this, got to that room, but just getting to... I don't know if we got this room.
Well, are we going to go through that door?
Where did you think it was?
We actually investigate the, within the armor.
Well, yeah, you do that. I'm cleaning this armor up.
So, you remain there in the tomb for a while?
Yeah.
Cleaning armor, checking the crypt.
Checking the knight's weapon.
Yeah, can we take a little bit of rest here?
Do you believe you're safe?
As safe as we are, then up top.
As I'm putting the like the warm chainmail on. Nope. Yeah, totally safe. Oh, God. Just sweat coming up. I dodged a fire trap, a burning undead. Like.
Though I do want to know, do you wish to remain here for a time to rest?
Well, to bandage his wounds and to we're able to travel.
Yeah, okay. How bad off are you, Wolfkin?
I am down 6.
All right, I can help him out.
Well, I mean, but if we rest here, then that would probably take care of most of it.
Most of it?
I mean, yeah, I can't remember what the role is for
healing.
Yeah, for the short. What do they call the short rest again? I'm sorry.
A round rest.
Stretch.
Stretch.
There's a round rest and a stretch rest. Mm-hmm. A stretch rest, you heal a d6 hit points or 2d6 hit points if someone else is tending to you and succeeds with the healing.
Okay, I can do that part. I can tend to you while we do a stretch rest, and then you get 2d6.
Can you clear a condition in a stretch rest too?
Am I still afraid even though the object of my fear is dead?
Yeah.
You during a stretch rest, you also recover d6 willpower points and heal a condition of your choice.
Okay.
So if you're multiple, you can only condition.
Yeah, if something dramatic interrupts your rest, the effects are lost.
Okay.
Which can happen because that's when things happen.
I will use medicine on... Or healing, sorry.
You have gentle hands.
I rolled a 19, sorry.
Ow! Not that gentle. Be more gentle. Sorry.
So you guys are sitting there for a stretch, cleaning off armor, tending wounds, and sitting there when you begin to hear the scuffling feet. And apparently some sort of bell. Basically, it sounds like someone's coming down around. Basically, you can hear it from the southern precipice, and torches go past. And the sound of like...
They might be back.
Is the goblins?
Probably.
But the voice, yeah, I mean, where, you know, there's that one goblin you have with you, he's sitting there, but these voices sound a bit deeper.
But they don't come in this room.
Well, they
have to go around to one side.
They have to go around to one side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's only a matter of time before they will be there.
You want to go hide in the knight's chamber and ambush them?
Seems reasonable to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
They still have to lumber over the burning table.
So did we get the full rest or no?
Yes, I'll be kind.
Okay. Yeah, but you didn't get the extra D6 from
You didn't get the extra D6 for him fumbling hand fingers. Right. One thing you know, Quiverwing, is just the Wolfkin anatomy is nothing like a good old mallard's. His things are too long, and there's no problem, and his feet are unwrapped.
No corkscrew penis here.
He was like, my finger's working. Is the bit under your feathers? Ah, that's the fur. That's not working. You know, you're just not really able to get together today. That's all.
All right.
So what do you guys do? You have the crypt.
Mm-hmm.
The trap has already been sprung, so it should be fine. It'll be cramped. It's only about maybe pushing it maybe 3 meters in length and maybe 2 meters across. With a huge sarcophagus in the middle. So you'd be cramped in there.
I could hide in one of the children's coffins.
That's not in this room.
Different room.
Oh, different room.
All right. So I think you can... Let me see if I can share this real quick. To give you an idea of what the tomb sort of looks like. So this room up top...
Okay.
...is what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
This is the domain... This is the door you came through as far as from the mound. Because basically, as you can see, that is the roof where you came down here from here. And so you're now sort of in the this chamber here, and behind it is a small crypt.
And we heard the noises coming from the south?
Yeah, because they basically crossed past this door. You heard from this portcullis, you saw a light and heard voices. But they seemed they were moving eastward.
Okay, well, we can...
And you knew from Grub that they could not open either of these other two portcullises with his keys.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, this one, you know, there's just a broken key in it. But they are where there's a way this way to come in.
Well, the melee fighters can hide behind the wall there when we know they're going to come behind the portcullis, and the range fighters can hide in the crypt and come out and shoot them as soon as they as we got them.
Or just stay at the opposite end of the room with the table.
Or that. Not much of the table left. You did throw
a whole sort of night. But they'll still have to clamber over the ruins of the table, and we'll be at the opposite end of the chamber.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
But you must move swiftly.
That's what I will do. I'll take that back left corner.
All right. I will hide in the crypt with my bow ready.
Yeah, I'll go in the crypt
also
too.
Have my bow ready.
With my bow.
So it's two in the crypt. My goblin trip bow.
We'll get the
I guess
we'll bring the goblin with us.
Karin will also go in the crypt as well. Baylor probably that's probably gonna fit in there. Is gonna stay with the melee fighters.
Okay.
I have like a 30-yard range with my main attack. 30-meter range.
Yes, yeah, so that's anything in this room and down the corridor.
So I'll stand in the back.
And I don't recall if you guys didn't close the portcullis.
No, I don't think we did.
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. So that is another option, or you can just try and fire at them as they come up the corridor.
I want to try to get them while they're still bunched up.
Yeah, that's okay. My plan.
Right.
You know what? That makes sense.
Okay. Well, where do you... Okay, guys, we got to get this done. Where are you moving to, and what are you planning on doing?
Crypt.
Yeah, but I'm still in the big, wide-open room opposite the open portcullis with the bow drawn.
Okay.
So I can have a path down, not the entire hallway, but most of it.
I'm on the far side of the overturned table, readying my spell.
Yeah. I'll actually change my mind. I'll go with them.
Okay.
I can have the bow ready.
I jump on top of the table and ready my axe. Broken and...
This is not an IKEA table. This is like a Big Lots table that's been set on fire. You're not gonna stand on that thing.
Medieval press board.
All right, so
it's made of APV armor.
Yes. But the group of goblins wheel around the corner, carrying torches, most not, and. We'll go from there.
As soon as they come into sight, I would shout, "Hold!" And see what happens.
The first two stop, and then the person behind them doesn't stop. They sort of a quick bunching. And it's like,
Bernard? Your voice sounds weird.
I suggest you look at your feet, gentlemen, and where they should see the corpses of their friends.
Bernard! That's Bernard. Well, he doesn't look well at all. No, looks quite dead. Hand smashed. We will be aware of something's dangerous, yes. Have you killed it? Bernard, not Bernard. Who the hell is that? Couldn't
be
Grubbs.
Oh, have you done that?
Grubbs doesn't have a... Grubbs doesn't ever use the word gentleman.
If you cause us any trouble, you may meet the same fate as your friends there.
So you, some in the back. So are you the wait? Because I was there. I was just the fastest. And I tripped Bernard. Really? Oh my God, yeah, he's so slow. He's always bogging in place. Yes, so are you the wait?
Yes.
You look like an elf. From here. No, no insult intended.
Come closer, we should see how...
I'm just saying, we just want a statue.
So you didn't find the statue then?
Well, I probably wouldn't be asking you for it if I'd found it, Mr. Wait, who looks like an elf.
Well, we've already got a grail.
Yeah. Tell them no.
You heard him.
I didn't hear that. Who was that?
Bugger off.
So do you have it or not? Wait. Can we have it? Wait. Wait, are we asking him?
Yeah, well, I can tell diplomacy. I mean, the commander said, but the commander just
You're welcome to come and see if we have it, if you wish your friends to meet the same fate as your friends.
There appears to be some sort of discussion, and then one of the goblins is pushed out from the back of the crowd to the front, and then they get behind him, begin poking and stay from the distance as he sort of walks down the corridor with his sad little dagger.
Is it on three? On three. Yeah. Just light him up.
No, not yet.
What?
Not yet.
So he reaches the portcullis and looks in.
And he's got my bow pointed straight at him. He sees the dead burning white at the end of the table, stripped of its armor and weapon. The burning corpse of the other one with its lack of armor and weapon. I trust you see what we are capable of. How about you?
Well, you see the mound, don't you? Oh, you mean we're capable of, like, you know, a decent overall, stuff.
So.
Kill them all! Is all you hear Karen say.
God damn it.
Those unworthy, filthy nightkin!
My suggestion would be you cut your losses and have a nice day.
You can tell your masters that you were unable to find what you came here for.
Did you find it? Wait.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does.
It doesn't.
Well, when you
if you found it, then we have to try at least.
So your options then would be to die or to try to take it from us if we have it, or to die attempting to see if we have it.
That's what I speak of.
Well, there's a third option. You could tell us if you have it or not, and then we can decide if we want option one or two.
Oh, you see, well, hold on, guys. Oh, we're still looking for it. That's the problem. We have not found it.
Laurent, they don't got it. Very well.
Says some goblin in the far back.
Could you help us, though? Grub?
They want to know if you've seen Grub. Small
is that,
goblin.
Is that Snort Rocket?
Piss Whistle.
Piss Whistle?
Piss Whistle. He's not come out of the crypt. He's still in the
Taint Smith.
I think he went on vacation. He looked very healthy when he left.
Perhaps he has it.
Betrayal.
That seems highly unlikely. He's more likely hiding somewhere. I just want to know if you'd seen him or not, but apparently you've seen a lot of other goblins. Some other clans that we don't know of. The strangely long names.
Ask them what they want with the statue.
We know what they want with the statue.
They want to give it to Mara Dukes.
You know her?
No, I know she's contracted you.
Oh, well, yeah, it is a contract. Wait!
Seems she should have paid you a bit better.
Well, I don't know. It always pays the fair wages as far as how it's set up. And as far as the healthcare and everything else, we do get a healer and we do have time off.
Hey, you get time off?
Well, yes. And then, of course, rest stations.
I'm beginning to think we don't have the good end of this deal.
How do we become goblins?
Well, I'm sorry. There's a problem, though. I mean, you know, you're kind of non-nightkinny, so...
That's racist,
there could be
sir.
Some complications.
That is racist.
Well, yes. We are goblins, after all.
And now that's a sweeping generalization. I've heard there's some very nice goblins who are not so racist.
What do you mean I'm not nice?
You know,
I'm just saying it'd be difficult. You have to sign a different dispensation as far as employment. We're employed by orcs, after all, and they have different rules.
Sounds like a corporation.
So yeah, you could work for her and help her find it, and she will of course offer you the same benefits as she does other branches of her organization. You just wouldn't get any night jobs. You'd have to do all the day work. You'd be like a lot of day work for your people.
Day shifts always suck. Everybody knows the night is where the money is.
The thing is, you don't have problems traveling during the day. That's the thing. So you would get daytime. I mean, of course, that'll cut in our daytime differentiation. Because we have to. Yeah, well, maybe
the
not,
point,
anyway.
Gentlemen, is that.
Yes, not white elf.
You don't have any reason to try and take anything from us and risk dying.
Because you don't have it.
In which case, you should be on your way then, shouldn't you?
Well, we gotta still find Grub. Look for him. It's the right thing to do. You don't leave the man behind him.
Which one's Grub? Is he the one with his brain spilt all over your feet over there?
No, he's not these guys. He's not that big. He's a small little bugger. And he more than likely would have hit the first sign of danger. So we've searched other places and we're thinking this is the last place he might have hidden.
Maybe he left with the rest of your friends.
He's got a luck. He always shows up. He always gets through stuff.
Mm.
Do we still have Grub?
He's in the crypt.
Yeah. He's in the crypt?
Yeah.
Perhaps we should show him for his friends.
Do you say that?
No, I'm just...
This is internal whispering.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't really like the goblin very much. I just want the statue.
Well, they don't have the statue. There's no statue in here.
Look, let's just get rid. If you feel confident that you're making a deal, let's get rid of the goblin. I don't care.
Right. Bring out the other one.
Yeah, I'll grab him by the scruff and carry him out.
Grab. Oh. Did they hurt you? You look like shit.
He told us his name was Piss Whistle.
He's like, no, I'm fine. They saved me from certain death by intervening on my behalf against the weight. And apparently they're very good at fire. All right.
Yeah. As everything is still smoking.
The one that looks around and goes, I can see there's a lot of burnination in these people. Yeah. Like,
Oh, take your friend. Be on your way in peace.
He is. As soon as you... Did you let Grub go?
I'll drop him.
Okay. He'll scurry over towards him. He'll stop him and go, do they? No. Perhaps the Oracle, then. Perhaps the Oracle. And they all sort of turn and leave, head out. Well, it's been nice knowing you. Not really. But interesting meeting you. Wait, elf. Elf that's not a wait. Or wait that is an elf. And... other nameless Hammonds. And
don't cross us or we'll burn down all your homes. You know we'll do it.
They are burners. And they sort of file away. And a few minutes later, you see them pass the Southern Percolis. And they're going to blap and... well, be careful. Don't let that donkey bite the wolf again. That's all you hear last shouting. And then you're once more left in the crypt, seemingly alone.
Yeah, let's get this crypt open.
Yeah,
I searched the crypt.
Yeah, that's right.
Did we search for any hidden openings, objects, nooks and crannies?
Nope. I was kind of in a hurry before I set the fire trap off.
Would you like to do a search of the crypt, I suppose, or something like that?
Yes, we'd like to
look for things
hidden. Yes.
Okay.
Can I assist?
Well, someone should probably do a spot, didn't I? Don't know. What are you planning? What are you doing?
Tell me where you're searching.
Got a one.
Ooh.
Well, okay, lucky lady. Siggy. Siggy, who is not a weight.
It's very insulting
to knew the races.
It's very insulting to talk about a woman's weight.
Did you? I don't recall what you found, if anything, in the crypt.
I got the glowing silver circlet.
Yes. Okay, that's what I thought. What you find underneath is there apparently is a false bottom to the crypt that slides slightly off weights, mm-hmm. and there are a number of things in there. Considering this is your first adventure, gentlemen, I will select. What do you think? 3 treasure cards, Nathan?
That sounds great.
You seem very stingy, so I wasn't certain.
Yeah.
So, you were choosing to, keep them hungry, and I was like, well, okay. But, Monty Hall's terrible at that.
We're going to do right. The whole feast or famine thing.
Yeah, so I'll choose 3 treasure cards. So you find in there, it appears to be mostly just coins.
And they say you can't take it with you.
Okay. So you find 40 silver pieces.
Mm.
Who's writing this down?
All right.
Six gold.
Some arrows. Ooh. It's at least 6 arrows.
And a gold bracelet that's worth 70 gold coins.
Wow.
Oh.
And that's it. That's a lot. It's enough to set you guys up. Sorry, Nate. The cards are random and the roll is random and that's what happened. I mean, they could have gotten a rat.
While we're looking at that, can we also examine the glowing silver circlet?
Yes. Basically, it's a sort of a golden crown that's made of, and when you look at it carefully, it appears to be actually made of various sort of stylized runes that make up almost a flame motif out of the sort of letters that make up the entire crown. It does have some imbuement of power upon it. But why don't you give me a language roll, probably what you need to try and decipher what its power is.
It helps if it actually goes in the dice tower. 12, exactly.
Looking it over and reading the runes and then rematching and checking your notes, you are able to discern some ability of this crown and the inscriptions on it. It speaks of power to defend or to imbue the wearer with ability to turn away some of the damage inflicted by demons. So basically, when wearing the crown, it halves all damage from demon attacks.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
That's powerful.
You're writing that down, I suppose.
Yeah.
And the hammer,
mm-hmm.
which is the light jeweled warhammer, with light warhammer set with jewels.
Yep.
It is magical, and as far as looking it over, I'll let you use the same language roll, there's some runes on it that discern that apparently it is able to detect demons within a certain distance.
Wow.
The gem will glow red. For its stats, I just want you to know it's mastercrafted with a strength requirement of 7 and a durability of 15.
Oh, a what requirement of 7? Oh, strength of 7?
Strength requirement of 7.
Okay.
And a durability of 15.
Hmm.
And the golden chainmail?
The golden chainmail is light and fex rating of 4.
Damn.
And only gives a bane to sneaking rolls.
And is the plate worth anything on the white or no?
The what?
The plate mail on the white.
No. The funny thing is, you look it over, it appears to be while it is a beautiful, it is a nice set, it does have an armor rating 8. You want to take the weights, the weights armor. It is heavy. I think it's plate. Let me look at it again.
I say it, and also it's a Morning Star. I was wondering what the...
But unlike the actual Morning Star and the armor do not particularly have any magical properties to them, just so you know.
Do they have magical value of gold?
Oh, that
shit's one. Expensive here.
So, yeah. The Morning Star probably we could sold for a hefty sum, at least somewhere between 10 to maybe 14 gold, possibly.
Wow.
As for the armor, which is a plate armor,
This is even a very exquisitely crafted pieces. Perhaps, maybe you can almost get you maybe several hundred for that. If you can find someone willing to buy it in its current state and bring it up to repair.
Not going to leave it here for other treasure hunters.
No. And that would actually probably, that would include the sort of like the that's, you know, I mean, it's as far as like its armor rating includes the helmet, the great helmet that comes with it. That's just, you know.
Okay.
So it has like a, you know, it has like a six and it gets two from the great helmet to, adds to it. So it's a matter of, as far as that's a lot of gold. And you might not find someone who's, you might not have that much currency floating around in the valley to purchase it, but we'll have to.
I'm sure, we're going to have to trade it for turnips at some point, so.
Possibly something, but yeah.
Yeah.
It has a great value. The thing is, if anyone could actually buy it or will want to purchase it.
Why turnips?
It belongs in a museum.
Museum of turnips. Is a turnip museum?
Yes, there's a turnip museum.
Yeah.
All right, so we finish up looking and...
Yeah, so we found no indication of where a statue might be in the crypt.
Yeah, no writings, no...
No writings, nothing like that. All you had was just basically the crown and the thing, but there was no statue here.
Now, we saw saw the doors had been opened before to the crypt, and the goblins... And the
that
goblins
was busted in from the inside out. That was the weight leaving... Is what you see. He busted out of the crypt and probably passed through the door. Walked
so,
the door.
Is there any place in the crypt, like an alcove or something, where it looks like a statue or figure would have been held but isn't?
No, you think the place that probably would have been held would probably be in that secret chamber beneath that you found.
Mm.
And when we found the chamber, was there any sign about how long it might have been undisturbed or couldn't tell?
You can't be, you couldn't really tell. But based on where you found the crown, and where they found this door, you don't think anybody was in there. Probably because the crown was located was sort of hidden on top of it. So since it remained, more than likely the statue was, if it was in there, it had to be taken when it was being buried, when it was being buried, or something else. But there's no evidence that you can tell. There's no.
Here's the tomb is a dead end.
Yeah, the goblins said they were going to go to some oracle.
You did hear them talk about that.
Mm.
Do we have any information on an oracle? Myths and legends, perhaps?
Yeah, why don't you give me a myths and legends roll, I suppose.
I can assist with that. I've got myths and legends.
All right, I've got it at a 13.
You've got it better than me.
So. Okay, so I'll take your assist. So I'll take the bane. Or the boon.
Yeah.
19. And a 6. Okay, I'll take the 6.
Okay.
Thanks for the assist.
Let's see. You have heard that it is a oracle cave. That people would, you know, that basically that the oracle was ancient and probably has been here since before the empire, but has always remained. Who knows all things, or at least supposed to know all of things, here in the Misty Vale. At least that's what people believe now. It was said to be true before the veil was filled with mist and only in the orcs took over, and that the oracle is still there, but there is a cave there. And she is said to sit in this cave, and ageless, and occasionally give omens and words as far as helping those. She does require some offerings. There are even rumors that sometimes she even demands a much more frightening offering or sacrifice.
Mm.
Do we know what direction that would be from here?
Let me see if I can.
I do have the map.
Well, yeah, it's somewhere. It's actually not very far from where you guys are. It's somewhere near the it's in the mountains, not in the hills surrounding the iron, near the iron forest.
What do you all think? Should we? I mean, that sounds like the best bet on getting a tip. Where to find the next piece?
Track the goblins.
I'd like to overtake the goblins.
Yeah.
I mean,
or they don't seem incredibly bright. Maybe there's a way to keep the conversation light and have them lead us right to where we need to go.
Yeah, since we don't know exactly where the Oracle may be, but they seem to.
Anybody have some extra rum on them?
No.
No
rum?
No.
People can't afford rum.
Yeah, we can barely afford turnips.
We can afford rum now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we have to be getting close to daylight soon, and this is our chance to get ahead of them, because they can't travel during the day. And we have a rough idea on the map of where this cave is supposed to be.
It's just, all you know is it's supposed to be somewhere west of the Iron Hill Forest.
I just am trying to get the GM to push his limits on how many voices he has to do tonight. And,
Do not do that. You don't want me to... you don't want me to get into Laurent at this point.
Well, my vote is that we try for the Oracle.
Sounds good.
Sounds like our best option.
Let's get out of this graveyard.
So, well, they are goblins. So, the rope you left to get up has been apparently taken.
It's bastards.
They left a note on a rock. Oh wait, that's not a rock. Looks like a pile of poop. She says, "Needed rope. Sorry." IOE. And that's all it says.
Anybody? I don't have any more rope. Does anybody have any more rope?
I do have rope.
I don't have any rope. But I've got an arrow that I can tie the rope to and shoot it out. So.
I've got a rope right here.
We could toss the dwarf.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
There'd be no throw out of.
But the howling there, he could probably go. Baylor could be points to Corey. Yeah, he could probably fit the hole. If you miss.
You can throw me up there.
Yeah, can't you fly?
No.
I swim really well,
they
though.
They are swimmers. They came. Did you ever manage to live along the coast? Have good things. Came from the mysterious island out in the sea.
Mm-hmm. Right. Brother.
So we'll give Quiverwing a boost.
You do realize that, well, it's several meters up, but you can try and figure. I mean, you even boosting and probably will never reach it unless you try it in some other way to get up there.
Well, if we shoot an arrow with the rope in the side, would that help?
Yeah, you shoot an arrow. It flies out past the hole. You hear something grumble, and the rope starts to move away from the hole, rising.
Grab it!
And a quick scramble, someone grabs a rope, and then a bang of a donkey.
With an arrow sticking out of it.
And after a while, you're pulled out. There's a miserable beast trying to walk away as it tries to nibble at the arrow stuck in some turnips, in a bag of turnips it's trying to get to. And you can see it's getting close enough that if you don't get off that. If you don't secure that rope some other way, it's about to chew to that arrow, to the turnip the arrow is in, and the whole rope will go back down. But you're quickly able to scramble it away and get it taken care of. I'm not going to worry about that, guys. But it's about maybe instead of being early, you know, it's about mid morning by the time you guys all get out of that hole. Now there's been this extra delay. But you're out of the hole. You're in the Bitter Mound. There is more evidence of obviously the goblins stomping around here. They apparently. Must arrive sometime earlier and camped before heading down. Anyway.
Surprised they didn't eat the donkey.
Yeah. I'm surprised they would have attempted to.
The donkey would have kicked their ass.
Does that donkey have wolf fur in its mouth?
Yeah, you think so.
Now, can we tell roughly which direction the goblin's headed?
Probably some sort of bushcraft skill. Been able to tell that.
I can assist somebody.
They've been stomping around bushcraft. It's very difficult.
I have it at 12. What?
I can assist you. I have it at 11.
What about you, Quiverwing?
I have it at 12.
All right, I'll assist Quiverwing.
Okay.
Karin says, I have it at 11.
Roll a 6.
I've seen it. The song.
Is that tracking? There isn't a better tracking skill in there?
It's called bushcraft.
Bushcraft. That's all your wilderness stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... It takes you, you have to move some distance from the actual mound before you can actually catch it, because you've been stomping all over the place.
So it takes you a while to discern where they are, and after a while you realize you do find that they have a wolf. You can find the tracks of goblins and wolves, apparently.
They head off
towards the east.
Okay, that's where we believe the oracle is, right?
No, she's to the west. The
oracle's to the west.
Opposite direction. Oh.
Take back one Kadan.
Well, do we follow the goblins or head to the oracle?
Well, east is back towards the town, so we're going to look for the oracle. Is that what you want?
Oracle's west.
I like the oracle.
It's not terribly far.
We actually do have some money to properly outfit ourselves. We could go east following the goblins and then outfit ourselves appropriately and then head out again.
It was, 2 days to the town?
Yeah.
We had 2 days to the town, yes.
It's an option.
I mean, it's an option. It does slow us down a bit in case they head east to find an easier way westward.
I mean, if it's already out here, we might as well see if we can find it.
Yeah.
I vote throwing caution to the wind in this case, and because we have a jump. We have a 2-day jump.
Why don't you wear this? Why don't you wear the circlet?
Maybe that'll help you.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Quiverwing.
Yeah. What's the gauntlet? Well, I'm sorry. What would that do for me?
It offers you protections against demons. It's magically enchanted.
Okay, I'll wear it.
I mean, since you were worried about protection.
Well, I could possibly wear that. I mean, same thing. I mean, I have the hair.
If we're talking about demons, I think I might head back out of the Misty Vale. I mean,
yes. Yeah.
All right, let's go west.
All right,
west.
Wait, where were we going?
West.
We're going to party.
We have no idea. We're going west, I think. So, with that, the party gathers up its gear, its newly found treasure, loaded pockets, and a great deal of gumption to go find an oracle in the west, beyond the Iron Forest. We'll pick up next week with your
search.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoy the little mound, and we'll see what the next adventure holds for us.
We survived.
All right. We survived.
You survived.
The Badlands. A truly godforsaken place. You'd have to be crazy to leave the safety of Threed for its sands. Legend has it that beneath this blighted earth, something truly powerful lies dormant, calling out to any traveler brave or desperate enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three strangers heed that call. A shape-shifting bounty hunter.
Strangers gone by many names, friend.
A runaway socialite.
Okay, girl, well, you just did your mascara, so no more crying for today.
And a former thief turned family man.
I promise that I will be back, and I will do my absolute best to right you.
Will our runaways find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here, let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume, sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. And just between you and me, they ain't got a chance in hell.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, Please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the mallard mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.
We're going to try and level up.
Don't yeah, right? Stop.
Yes.
All right. So you want to read the thing for the experience there, Malcolm?
Page 29, was it?
I think so. You were right last time.
I had
yes.
it.
Yes. So,
I had a boon.
Questions for, first of all, if you rolled a demon or a bane on a particular skill or stat or skill, please make sure that's marked.
Yep.
And now we'll go on for the rest of it. Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
Did you explore a new location?
Yes.
No. Or did we?
Well, we're heading west in the mountains.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
We haven't explored that yet. You're heading in a direction. You didn't explore
that. That's true. No, I guess we didn't.
Defeat one or more dangerous adversaries.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Yes.
Did you give in to your weakness?
Yes, I was boastful.
No, I didn't I didn't get time to be absent-minded.
I had glorious hair.
It is not a weakness. Okay.
All right. I got 3.
I got 4.
So for everyone, you could answer yes to, or if you had a demon's or dragon's roll, have those together, and that's how many skills that can be advanced. Those that have the demon and dragon's rolls, it has to be on that particular skill.
Right. Do you mind if I go first?
Sure.
Just go ahead. I gotta go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. I am gonna roll against Bose. I have a 13, and I rolled a 17. Nice. Okay. I'm gonna roll for languages. I have a 12. I rolled a 10. And I am going to roll Beast Lore. I have a 12 and I rolled an 11. So Bose, you'll go up one. And thanks, everybody. Had a great time.
All right.
Thanks, Tyr.
All right. I'm going to, I have 2. I did get my animism already. I already did that. And I rolled above it. So that one is already done. I'm going to do evade and hunting and fishing for my other 2. Failed on that one. That was a 2. Ooh, and I rolled a 20. Sweet. Hunting and fishing is now a 13.
Does anyone else want to roll, or should we just?
I was waiting still in case anybody else wanted to. I'll go.
Go for it.
So I'll start with spot hidden, which is what I got my dragon on. It's currently a 10. I rolled a 4, so no. Awareness. Currently 11. I rolled another 4. Fuck.
Consistent?
Yeah, it's switching dice. I'm going to roll on Myths and Legends, which is currently a 10. That's an 8. This is going terribly. And let's go for... I didn't already do bushcraft, did I? I didn't say bushcraft before, right?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Don't blink. Okay.
So that's the next one. And that is currently an 11. Got a 12. So by the skin of my teeth, I get 1.
Yay. All right, I'll go real quick. Acrobatics, I've got a 14. I got a 19. That goes up 1. Sneaking, I've got a 14. I rolled 8. That does not. Spot hidden, I've got a 4. I rolled a 14. That goes up 1. And hammers, I've got a 7. And I rolled a 5. That does not go up. All right.
Okay, Cooper.
Okay. So, again, if I want to add a skill that's not there, is this the time to try and do it?
You're going to improve any one of the skills that's on your sheet.
Okay. Damn.
Unless, okay. Is there an add secondary skills thing?
There is secondary skills, but I think they're probably like adding skills to future supplements or Malcolm or I come up with a new skill. Or, Tony, is there a skill that you don't think is exists there that you need?
Oh, no. Like, most of my skills are straight up, like, weapon skills. But I don't have, like, I don't have awareness or any of those skills.
Everybody has those skills. They're just derived stats based on whatever the
attribute they're based are. On. There's derived. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Not directly. Good night, Tim. Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
See you soon, man. Okay. In that case, okay, got it. So in that case, I'm gonna roll for spot hidden, which would be a
What's your intelligence?
11.
So
I'm rolling and it's just 1d20, no, right?
So what's your attributes? The attribute's 11?
Yeah, first, what's your intelligence?
Okay. 11.
So your derived skill would be 5. Five. So your skill is 5. So you see how that works? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now you have to roll above a 5 to make it like something
a 6. To make it a 6. Higher.
Above.
This is the only rolls that you want above the actual number we're giving you.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, 15.
Okay. So it goes up to 6.
So now it is.
That's nice.
So
that makes me happy.
On page 25. Is where you find your derived skills levels based on your attributes. So, like, if you have, you know, like an 18 agility, then your derived skill is, you know, is 7, unless it's a skill you actually have
owned.
You have 9 to 12, you have a base of 5, 13 to 15, you have a base of 6, 16 to 18, you have a base of 7, and then there's.
All right. Bushcraft is, again, based off of intelligence, so that would have been 5. I got a 18. So now it's a 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. And I have one more. Oh.
I recommend to evade.
That is a really, really fun one to have.
Okay, so I actually, evade was one of the only ones I actually did have. And so... it's a 14, and I rolled a 15. So, huzzah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you just want to keep track of if you ever get, I think, is it 18 and something? Then
18's a max, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not worth even going after it.
Well, if you get up to 18, then you can get another ability.
Okay.
Yeah, you get another ability.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump off. Guys, okay. Nathan, I got to talk to you tomorrow about some stuff. But okay.
I'll be around.
Great seeing everybody, except for Chris.
Yeah, I know how it is.
And, And you're looking jaundiced.
You got to see a doctor about that.
Yep.
Be safe, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Be safe. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.